Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We'll get back to Mythology 101 here on Tell Me Your Story, but right now it's Astronomy and Astrology 101 with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. You know, when I change the way that the word is going to appear, it gets me all messed up between my brain and my tongue.
These things happen.
But it's good to have you back on the program as we're wrapping up the month of February. Really? Wrapping up the month of February? I'm not even going to go there with that joke. We have... What sign are we in today, this weekend?
Now we are in the sign of Pisces.
So we've moved from
Aquarius into Pisces. Okay. That just happened on Tuesday the 18th.
And Pisces... Is a water sign?
Pisces is a water sign. It's a feminine sign.
Okay.
And it's and from a mythological standpoint, it's ruled by the god Neptune or Poseidon, depending on whether you look at the Greek or the Roman angle on these names.
Okay.
It's a very fluid, very sensitive, very emotional, very psychic, very intuitive sign, and you might find that it's easier to hear that calm, still God voice of your intuition during this time. And it's, you know, it's easier to hear it, it's easier to understand it, it's easier to follow it, and so definitely go with it.
Yeah. And of course, this is not a question to you. I'm still doing some research on this, and that is why we go from Aquarius to Pisces in the zodiac here as we discuss, and yet when you start talking from a religious perspective, during Jesus' day, we were in the Piscean age going into the age of Aquarius. So it's like, okay, well, which direction are we going here? I'm still researching it, and we will get more information on that, because that really does intrigue me. But let's talk about, we're going into March. Of course, I mean, if you want to talk about holidays, I suppose, St. Patrick's Day could be considered. It was, I think, at one time, from what I recall, it was a religious observance. For some, it still is, as far as St. Patrick.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest holidays in Ireland.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Take the drinking out of it, it still is. And so we're talking about transitioning with Pisces into the month of March. Of course, spring is right around the corner. So for some, I don't know what the rest of the world is experiencing, but here on the Central Coast, we're not doing too bad. So
I think the most important thing to remember about this transition from Aquarius into Pisces right now is that Aquarius rules the mind, and Pisces rules the emotions. And it's said that it is, you know, the emotions well up from the deep pools of our unconscious, and it is only our mind and mental disciplines and mental trainings that contain them and direct them in a positive way. It's the mind that controls the emotions, and that's why Aquarius is the water bearer. The mind is the bearer, the carrier of the emotions. And so there's usually, you know, this transition from more mental to more emotional. Usually you've come through with a few more tools and are better able to deal with the more emotional aspects of your life and your psyche and your soul.
And I just put together a couple of things, Aquarius and Pisces. Aquarius being the water bearer.
Yes, and Pisces being the water.
Being the water, the fish flowing through the water.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. When you start, and I think that's what's really important, is when you start taking a look at these signs on a deeper level. You don't have to go into, say, a hardcore reading, but just looking at the signs themselves and in a deeper level and start to connect them. You can see how they flow one into the other.
Right.
No
there
pun
is
intended.
A definite, and that is one of the most important things about studying the big picture of astrology, is understanding how each sign is a response to the one that came before it. And each sign is preparing the way for the one that comes after it.
Interesting. Well, what's coming after us is our second segment here with Will Lynn, and we're going to be continuing our conversation on mythology, and it's Mythology 101 here on Tell Me Your Story. But Beth McDonald and BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, brand new website. Check
Yay!
It out. Yeah, absolutely. That must have been fun. And then also, go to Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting at Facebook, and you can connect with her, see what else is going on.
I post a lot of little every other day, mini astrological things there.
And we'll have a lot of good things to come in the coming weeks and months. Beth, we will talk to you next week, and we'll actually be in March, if I'm not mistaken.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
That's what they tell me.
All right. Thank you, Beth. I'm Richard
Thank
Dugan.
You,
this
Richard.
Is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay tuned.